restored by Sunday evening to a majority of the hundreds of thousands that had been left in the dark and without air conditioning amid hot and humid weather. More than 20,000, though, remain without power. The Dow is down 9 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 103 points. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit yourasecu.com or stop by and see us today.
1819 News.
Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is accusing Joe Biden and the Democratic Party of trying to buy votes by continuously throwing borrowed money at problems and ignoring the tremendous inflation that it causes. Ainsworth was speaking about all of this at the Huntsville Republican Men's Breakfast this past Saturday. Ainsworth says the 2024 election is a pivotal moment to turn this nation in a better direction by electing Donald Trump as president, as well as Republicans on the down ballot. Ainsworth also cited some good steps forward for the state of Alabama in keeping cost of living low, along with low taxes, and passing the school choice bill this year, as well as the parents' right to know bill. That bill provides transparency on what curriculums the teachers are using for their students. Ainsworth also praised the state for its continued workforce development and willingness to make Alabama a military and veteran-friendly state. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A hit and run takes the life of one teenager and injures another in Wadawi. Police are charging 18-year-old Jackson Pinkard with manslaughter and first-degree assault, as well as leaving the scene of an accident. Jamarcus Nelson was the teen pronounced dead at the scene, while a 13-year-old female had to be transported to Children's of Alabama. A pilot whose plane went down in Selma this past weekend is now recovering at a Montgomery hospital. Ali Kasala is the pilot and the only person on board the plane when it went down. He had to undergo surgery due to injuries to his lower legs. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup. soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey, we're David and Greg Figueroa, founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce. Sometimes brand testimonials feel, well, unbelievable. So, we have a fresh take. Tastymonials. Comments from real people on the internet who love Melinda's balance of hot heat and fresh, flavorful ingredients.
At 2021 DoWork says, legendary. Nobody does it better.
What was that?
Sounds for fire emoji, touchdown emoji, and 100% emoji.
Okay. At Snack Food Mafia says, I love how they were a thicker hot sauce and not some watery junk.
Love it. At Mo Shroom writes, best hot sauce west of the Mississippi, also the best hot sauce east of the Mississippi.
Pro tip, that's the whole United States.
Finally, at IGP1 always says, smack so hard.
We love to hear that as much as the FCC.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's MELINDAS.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of you.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon here on a lovely Monday here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm your host, Joey Clark. That's why we're calling the show online, Joey Clark Live. You can always watch it on YouTube or the X platform. Don't even spare your time with the book of, waste your time with the book of faces. Spare yourself. Eddie Vader's here in the studio.
How you doing, Joey?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty well.
Good weekend?
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
Got out on the boat, showed some houses, got to hang out with Jake Wellen for a little bit.
All right.
Showing houses, by the way, with Jake Wellen, so fun, because when we're separated and she's in another room or another part of the house, you hear, oh my God, Eddie, you gotta come see this.
She does get excited, man.
She is so fun. So fun. But yeah, I had a good weekend. How about you?
A great weekend. Yeah. You know, I'm used to just me and my grandfather, and we're two kind of like, you know, we're very stoical.
Two bachelors.
And actually, we're pretty clean. Yeah. Like, we don't leave a lot of stuff out. So, go into the living room right now. There's, like, a blankie on the ground with a bunch of toys.
Yeah.
And one of those bouncy things a baby can get
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
All sorts of gadgets that you can mess around with.
So, I guess
and
you had some
bottles
guests.
All over the place. Yeah, my brother came down with the baby, my brand new niece. Now, mm-hmm. 7 months old. Seven months old, yeah. And she is just, she's great. You know, when I first saw her, like, I guess 3 months in, like, she was kind of a little lump there, adorable little lump, but didn't do much other than sleep and eat. And now she's just faces, reacting to what you say. I fed her, like, held her, fed her. In fact, I didn't know.
Kind of a moving experience for you, bud?
No, I didn't know whether or not to start the show this way, but I did write about it.
Good.
Now, one of the things, I used to do this for Christmas, it was requested by some people, and it's one of the last things that I read to my mother before she passed away. It could be read at Christmas time, it could be read around Easter, it could be read at any time. In fact, it was written to be read to children, mm-hmm. and it's Oscar Wilde's The Selfish Giant. And there's one quote from that near the end that says, quote, "And the trees were so glad to have the children back again, they had covered themselves with blossoms and were waving their arms gently above the children's heads. The birds were flying around and twittering with delight, and the flowers were looking up through the green grass and laughing. Now, until recently, folks, I have never had occasion to feel like a giant. I am hardly a tall man, In fact, I can only recall once being asked to reach for something for someone else. That someone else being a short, hairy little man with a thick Indian accent who approached me in the men's section of Target.
But you were there to help, weren't you?
Well, his shopping cart was full of boxes of men's hair dye. Dozens and dozens of boxes of men's hair dye. Yet what seemed like too many to me apparently wasn't quite enough for him. He told me the few remaining boxes at the back of the shelf were just out of his reach. Upon grabbing them for him, he said, "You're my hero, sir." As the odd little man carted away the store's entire stock of men's black hair dye, I wondered if he was dyeing all of his body hair at once, or just saving up for a rainy day. I guess I'll never know. Nevertheless, I did feel a little bit taller that day, though I hardly felt like a hero or a giant for such a small act of courtesy that anyone over 5'5 could have accomplished. But while I am not a tall man, my walls grow taller by the day. The older I become, the more I build up walls around my heart. My gates are warped tight, selfishly shut for my own protection against would-be trespassers. I made my world smaller by defensive design, wary of that wicked world outside my walls, suspicious of society's fickle imposition, especially of those imposing in the name of serving the collective need. Man is no doubt a social animal. Through others, he comes to know himself and his needs. But man's needs do not give him a right to another's abilities. Alas, when the nebulous collective need becomes the primrose path to political power and privilege, man's needs will become insatiable and without end, as his abilities inevitably atrophy. Men must be free if they are to flourish and furnish a future for the select few they choose to love and let inside. A man need not open his heart to the whole world either, else his heart becomes hardened and weathered. Walls and gates have their place. In fact, any man who claims to love the whole world most likely lusts to rule over it, whether he is conscious of his lust or not. It is not public glories, accolades, or awards that make men feel like giants, but the most intimate and small of loves. Until recently, I have never had occasion to feel like a giant. Until recently, the gates to my walls were selfishly shut to newcomers, wary of a world full of contrived needs and false compulsory compassions. Yet the smallest of newcomers recently opened the gates to my heart with the most honest and basic of needs. There I was, my six-month-old niece in my arms, a bottle resting in my hand, watching her suckle for more formula. She looked so happy in the purest sense of the word. My brother, her father, had asked me to feed her a bottle so he could have 5 minutes to simply take a shower. It was the least I could do. Minutes are precious things for a parent when taking care of a baby. At first, I didn't think much of it. Of course I can feed her easy, piece of cake, I thought, having never fed a baby. It was easy, practically speaking. But as I watched my baby niece enjoy her second breakfast in my arms, it dawned on me that I was engaged in something much more than a small act of courtesy. Certainly something much more than helping a hairy little man extend his reach for another box of hair dye. This was something I knew I would never forget. The welcoming of a new family member into my heart. I confess, holding tiny little her, I felt myself a selfish giant. One who did not deserve to hear the flowers of his garden laugh again. My gates had been selfishly warped shut for so long that winter had become my soul's only season, and I had grown accustomed to this cold without hope of thaw. Yet there they were, the flowers, looking up through the green grass and laughing at the picture of this precious child feeding in my arms. Though I am still wary of the world outside my walls, my gates will always be open to her, my abilities freely and forever in service to her needs. So, you know, that's how my weekend went.
Sounds like a pretty good weekend, Jeff.
It was a pretty awesome weekend.
Yeah,
it's just great seeing my brother take the moment. And, by the way, he did need to take a shower, but this was a strategic move on his part.
Yeah.
He's like, because it happened to him, he's like, yeah, she was a little lump, and then I started feeding her, and yeah, it's a bonding thing. It's a very real thing with the bonding. So, yeah, it was a great time. Wholesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, we watch something funny, we get frustrated about politics. But there's nothing like family, especially brand new family, right, that you get to see grow up in front of you.
That's exactly right.
Let's go to Jean. Hey, Jean, how you doing?
Just fine. That's what I was calling about, to find out about Miss Lucy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's a big part of what happened this weekend.
All right. And I'm glad you got to hold her.
Oh, yeah. And they're not gone yet. I'll be holding her later.
Oh, excellent.
All right. I love you.
Love you too, Gene.
See you, Gene.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. And because I was distracted with family stuff, I didn't look at the news all weekend. But pretty crazy stuff happened in the Middle East. In particular, the helicopter crash that killed...
That was a hard landing.
Iran's president.
As soon as I read hard landing, I went, oh, they just ain't broke the real news yet.
And then the Israelis were like, it wasn't us. It wasn't...
But they don't regret him being gone. Let's be honest.
Apparently, there were celebrations across Iran.
Yeah. Well, he's known as the butcher.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But celebrations like fireworks, folks. Yeah, maybe they ain't that different than
us. They celebrate people a little bit different over there when people die.
Well, is there anybody we would knock off fireworks if they got knocked off?
I don't want to say it on the radio. I look like a pig enough times without me putting that out there.
I guess the last time somebody like got killed and everybody cheered was Osama bin Laden.
I didn't lose any sleep over that one.
Right.
But I'm not like some people who have bottles of champagne with those enemies' names on them, and when they pops a cork and drinks it.
My goodness. Yeah, there are some people that are just vindictive and vicious to the end.
And they show you the champagne bottle before you ever go down, and then years later, man... Yeah.
So that's nuts. Also breaking, and this has to do with the Middle East, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Bibi Netanyahu, as well as the leaders of Hamas. Because they're the same.
Right. There you go. There you go. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when security at the mall tells you to stop.
Right.
You just keep moving.
More breaking news internationally. Julian Assange wins right to appeal his extradition to the United States.
Really?
Which is a huge lifeline to Julian. Thought he was about to be locked up and never seen
again. Assumed it was done, yeah.
No. The British court is giving him the right to appeal this, saying they're a little worried the American government is not able to give guarantees that the Brits were satisfied with.
Yeah, ever since the old Epstein.
And then, of course, the electioneering, or excuse me, the campaigning continues, where, you know, they're going back to the old playbook. Because they're seeing the numbers, the poll numbers that we constantly report on, that Biden is in particular losing black Americans.
Did you notice you didn't watch the news this weekend, but apparently he was on parade somewhere, his parade of vehicles, and nobody showed up. You know, he rode
through Atlanta. Well, he spoke at Morehouse.
That's where he spoke, Morehouse.
And we'll get to that clip in a second. Here's another clip. I think this came out today. And this is a gaffe that others have committed. I'm thinking of Chuck Schumer. But this is Biden, talking about those dastardly Republicans who are, causing him issues.
Oh.
Let's see what he's talking about here.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
What?
What?
He calls the what patriots?
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
The erectionists. Now, I'll take that all day, every day. Yep, we on the right, we're erectionists.
Well, Trump had his fair share of struggles this weekend, too. Obviously, you didn't see him in the podium.
Oh, yeah, Trump was having a lot of fun this weekend.
That was hysterical, by the way.
Oh, like, Trump's rallies are much more fun than Biden's. Yes. And my main takeaway from Biden's speech at Morehouse in particular is he looked angry and like he was, on some sort of upper. Yeah.
Well, how many times did he blink?
You're right. Yeah. How dilated are those pupils, so to speak? Now, let's go to the Morehouse speech from Biden, or at least a little snippet of it. Let's listen in to President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Our family became my redemption. Many of you have gone through similar or worse and even worse things. But you lean on others. They lean on you.
Mm.
And together you keep the faith in a better day tomorrow. But it's not easy. I know 4 years ago, as some of your speakers have already mentioned, it felt like one of those Saturdays. The pandemic robbed you of so much. Some of you lost loved ones, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, who aren't able to be here to celebrate with you today.
You know, before he even gets into the meat of it, like, I've been saying for years now that it always sounds like the old man is giving a frickin' eulogy.
Yeah.
It's always dark and gloomy in Joe Biden's mind. Everything is dark and gloomy, except for me, y'all. I'll save you.
Well, Joey, maybe you'll live long enough one day to have sundowners, too, and you'll understand what he's going through.
Sundowners? When the sun's going down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, so the decline of the nation is really a projection of all these people in personal decline?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's just, it's always so gloomy. So, you are so without. That's why I need my help, man. Yeah, I almost wrote about it. Thank God my brand new niece showed up in town. Because
I'm glad some light came into your life.
Well, yeah, because I was talking to my brother about it. I'm like, everything I want to say is, it's BS. It's BS. It's such poppycock BS. Balderdash malarkey, as Joe would say. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans, too. Vote for me and your life will be better. Vote for me and the other side won't have control over you as much as... it's a lie. It's
right
not
now,
true.
Right now, people are going to fall for it. I wouldn't say fall for it. People are going to lean into that.
Yeah.
Their life is so bad. Yeah, Trump can make it better. It was better when he was here before. Certainly be better again.
At one point in the speech, though, Biden says that these black graduates, they're at Morehouse. Mm-hmm. Good, great institution.
Yeah.
He says that Republicans, to these graduates... Republicans don't see you in future of America.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll play it in a second. Al Sharpton interview, the guy who's running for the 2nd Congressional District, he's the Democrats' nominee, Shamari Figures.
Okay.
And I think at one point he says, yeah, Trump's a throwback. Trump's like a throwback to stuff we saw in this state years ago.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we want to have an honest conversation, it's not just me who's tired of this crap.
Can't have one.
Real tired of it. No wonder people shut up these days. Because we're tired of the BS.
Mm-hmm.
And we're especially tired of politicians who play on the BS. Who sell you a line that they are your savior when they are not. They are your masters. They are your overlords. They are the nobles controlling the serfs. And I'm not talking about just Democrats. Again, I'm talking about all sides. These folks sell you a bill of goods, whether they know it or not. Well, maybe that's worse. There are some who are all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go change the nation. As you know, service the donors at the same time, right?
Right.
But here's Joe continuing at Morehouse.
Right.
You missed your high school graduation. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a reckoning on race.
Yeah, really.
It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? If you have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as you've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
Standing ovation.
Huh? Yeah, I got applause because, you know, America today in the 2020s, it's just like the 1920s when amazing brigades of black Americans who fought in World War I were, you know, threatened to be lynched. Same thing. Same exact thing.
Well, I think if some people could have it that way, they would.
Well,
being one of them.
I said in that little thing I wrote up that if somebody's need becomes the primrose path, which is like the easiest path. Oh, this is the glide path. This is the best way. When your need, I'm so without. I need, I want, grievance, blah, blah. When that becomes the primrose path to power, your needs will be never met. Your needs will be insatiable. You will never be happy. If instead you go to the best of your own personal abilities and voluntarily go actually help out the people you love and maybe stop killing one another, yeah, I think life gets a lot better. But as long as you're going to these liars, I'm going to say something else, and expecting them to help you and give you a helping hand, I think you're in for a rude awakening.
I know you are.
And, you know, for all this talk of Trump's a throwback and Republicans want to go back to the past, we ain't the ones stuck in the past. And the more that you try to relive, say, the 1960s, the more you cheapen it. And the more you tear away at what was, it seemed, a consensus in this country. I guess not anymore. 272-9228. How about this? Let's hit a break.
All right.
I just kind of want to go home and play with the baby.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Like the new ES 350, now just $535 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU 24105739999 to assigning 5,000 mile lease. VIN number R513070645272 assigning 10,000 mile lease. Wealth 36 months with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, dog feed. Expires 6/4/24.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And you know, while we were looking at everything else, Eddie, did you see that Michael Cohen admitted to stealing essentially $60,000 from the Trump Organization?
I didn't know the amount, but I saw where he admitted to stealing money.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, he already recorded the guy illegally.
$60,000.
That's petty chump change.
Well, but also that's a higher degree of crime than what Trump is charged with.
Yeah, but it's Michael Cohen.
Right.
Nah, come on. Nah.
Yeah. As long as we can get Trump right.
Yeah, that's what tends to matter here, apparently.
But, you know, going back to the last segment, that Biden speech at Morehouse,
yeah.
I think it's a sign of deep worry. People are looking at the polls going, oh, crap.
There's no doubt, but this is the same guy who got away with saying how many years ago, if you ain't black.
No, that was in 2020. You don't vote for me if you ain't black.
Now, the same guy in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, who said, I don't want my kids going to public school because it's the jungle, because there were black people there. But somehow...
Oh, yeah, Biden did say something like that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yes, he did. He fought that tooth and nail, but somehow he's supposed to be the leadership.
Wait, was that Biden or Alicia Keys?
It was Biden.
Oh, okay.
Biden.
On concrete jungle where dreams are made of?
I do like Alicia Keys, though.
Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
What's up, Red Top?
Hey, guys. Boy, that was a vibration Saturday storm that we had, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, sure. Man. I had some people in my family lost their house.
Out there, and we got some lightning. As a result, you know, when the lightning strikes and it interacts with the oxygen and you get nitrates, and so my trees grew 2 feet yesterday. And my grass grew 3 inches. I feel like I need to cut every day. But let me tell you about Clark Atlanta University. I have been to it because black colleges don't scare me. As you know, I went to a black college. And they're super nice guys over there. They're really smart.
Sure.
And one reason why I really liked it, they had an excellent jazz station, 94.7 Clark Atlanta University.
Mm-hmm.
And they played some of my music. And no, it was not Hells Angeles. It was real jazz, because I do jazz too. And our first gig in Atlanta was jazz festival. And Jerry Branson was the program director. They were very, very nice to me. Didn't give me any racial attitude. And I thought the attitude at Biden's speech yesterday was very subdued. They really didn't care like he was there.
Well, and a lot of students walked out, but it was over Gaza and Israel.
Oh. Well, they love to say that on the news for political purposes, but I just think because they didn't give a damn.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, the people who walked out were pretty vocal about why they were.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's been happening at a lot of different commencement speeches.
Oh, yes. It's unbelievable, man, you know. God, if this ain't I don't know how we can... The Democrats and all these prosecutors can be that bad at what they're doing to where they've lost almost all the cases.
Mm-hmm.
It spent about $1 billion trying to do that across federal and state lines. God, you can't tell me them guys ain't spent a lot of money trying to put Donald Trump in jail. So, I don't think it's going to work this time either, Joey, do you?
No, I think all it's doing is helping Trump and... I thought about over the weekend. I think this debate early, being just next month, is sort of a trial balloon to see if the old man crumbles on the spot,
doubt.
And then they could actually switch it up at the convention.
Why is everybody saying Trump is at a disadvantage? I don't get it.
Because it's on CNN with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, but most of your, if not all of your corporate media outlets are going to be against Trump.
I know, but look who he's debating. Good God, this seems like a slaughter to me.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that going into the 2020 ones.
That's true, too.
Gosh, so I don't want a slaughter of anybody, but mentally I don't mind rolled back to Trump. Thank you.
Well, and also, I don't often, if ever in life, I don't know if you get this, like I've talked, say, black-white issues with folks, race issues with folks, and you don't get the accusatory language. That you only really hear in politics.
Mainly, I think that's because it's more of a face-to-face, honest discussion.
Right, as opposed to just a means of manipulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, they're both.
The people you vote for do not use language to communicate with you honestly. They use language to manipulate you and to pit you against your neighbor.
Yep.
And somehow that's going to make us better.
How many neighbors, and there's a percentage out there too, were willing to tell on their neighbors for not getting vaxxed, for not wearing masks, things like that? It was like a third. It was a chunk of people that loved to do nothing but be able to tell on Joey. That was, to me, one of the scarier parts about COVID, where I thought neighbors had each other's back, but I found out that wasn't the case.
No, that's one of the huge lessons from East Germany with the Stasi. People think it was like people having their, you know, feet being held to the fire, screws put to them. Now, early in Stalin, there's some pretty awful things I don't even want to repeat they would do to torture people.
Mm-hmm.
But in East Germany more, it was a weird status thing. To where, yeah, you would tell on your neighbor.
Yeah, just not down with that at all.
And that still exists in people. Oh, you saw it for a fact during COVID.
I never considered that. I always thought we had each other's backs, at least on that issue.
Nope.
Not at all, man.
None of the worst with the press.
Yeah.
Like, I know some law enforcement people where the press were calling up going, I think the Muslims are holding prayer services still at somebody's house. And it's like, who cares?
Right. That's the part
Mind your own damn business.
I just didn't get. And by the way, we all realized that was a big fraud.
And did you see last week that Senator Paul got scientists to affirm that, yeah, there was gain-of-function research in Wuhan? The NIH admits to funding that gain-of-function research.
But
Dr. Francis Collins finally admits COVID likely came from the lab.
But this many years down the road, how many lives did they ruin of people saying that up front, Joe?
Right. And then Francis Collins went on to say, there was no science behind social distancing or forced human separation, as you might want to call it.
Then if that's the case, why aren't we holding people's feet to the fire?
Oh, it was the fog of war.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That was the test, and I think we failed it.
No, and I'm not sitting here claiming that I was like the man who saw through it all there at the beginning. I did not. I was scared as much as the next guy. But pretty quickly, a few months in, we're like, this is something is deeply wrong here.
Scam is a scam is a scam, man.
Now, to continue the thread here, this is the Washington Examiner. It says, black voters fleeing Biden and Democrats over inflation and extremism.
Well, when they say inflation, they don't count some of the things, though, that you and I and everyone has to pay price for, gasoline and food.
Right. Oh, yeah, they take that out of the calculation.
Those are the two major things. Energy and food are the two major things we have to survive in the world we live in. So that's a fake.
This is why Biden's there at Morehouse. This is why every Sunday talk show is about this issue.
Mm.
And, you know, the main way to get folks back in line is scare them about the other side.
No.
They're just like Bull Connor, right?
Seems to work, but yeah.
Yeah, Trump's a lot of things, but he ain't Bull Connor.
No.
Like, Trump's a lot of things, but he ain't Hitler. His daughter literally converted to Judaism, and she's raising her children to be Jewish. Like, what the hell are you? Get better insults. Get better bad guys.
You think Maxine Waters knows this information?
Yeah.
She's just misinformed, Joey.
But it's a new survey from Signal conducted in 20 states. Democrats are struggling to maintain their edge with black voters and women, two traditionally reliable Democrat voting blocks. Huh. Mm. And it's mostly due to the kitchen table issues not being addressed as the Democrats try to go to more extreme rhetoric to woo voters back to them. And it's not really working in the way it has in the past.
What about Maxine saying that people are going in the hills taking sniper lessons? That's not working?
No, that didn't. That did not work.
Huh. That was a good one.
And then also, there are a lot of voters that see the whole, like, Gazan war that Israel's conducting as, like, Joe's supporting it. Right. And they don't like it.
Right.
Because there is a mainline thought on the left. It's been around for a while that the Palestinians are just like the Native Americans. The Palestinians are just like enslaved Africans here in the Americas.
Not the case at all. You're right about that false narrative, but that is not the case at all.
That's the narrative.
If that were the case, how come their back door, which backs up to Egypt, is locked tighter than the front door? Because Egypt don't want them either.
Well, the Jordanians don't either.
Don't, right.
Right.
So why are we having to take them, Joe?
Well, because Israel shouldn't exist, right?
I don't agree with
it's
that.
It's a colonizer from day one. Yeah, and if you look, you'll sure find that there's always been a colonized mind in society, no matter who's doing the imposition.
Right.
It's almost like the devil came around long before all these bad guys we created in the 20th century.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Urbanite.
Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, this is in regards to yesterday's show. The Republican Party has got to get a retort and get it out in the public about January 6th. And that was probably one of the most powerful lines he was able to say yesterday when he lied and said if the people have been black, Trump would have shot him. needs to be known that Nancy was in control of the grounds of the Kaplan. And she squelched him if he wanted to bring National Guard.
Well, no, that's just playing to people's own petty prejudice and bigotry. And there ain't going to be much to change that. You literally had something of a controlled experiment. It wasn't like, say, Secret Service and D.C. police started shooting people when St. John's Church was being burned to the ground and people were beating down the fences of the White House.
Oh, I agree. But you got to look at how...
Well, and also, I want to push back because I think Biden's saying stuff like that because there are more and more people that go, we don't buy that January 6th was this huge desecration of the Temple of Democracy.
More and more, right.
Like, people, I think, are tired of hearing about it.
Well, I think more and more people, too, are coming around to the idea of that was just an inside job.
Right.
Yeah, but when he says it the way he says it, it has more punch than it really has.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are people, I'm sure, on that side that long for that kind of talk, kind of get them pumped up again.
Well, it's similar to, like, going to, like, a right-wing militia meeting, going, they're going to take your guns!
You got
to
get them pumped up, right?
And it's not, you're not going to change a lot of that, but I think younger voters are getting wiser to the shenanigans both parties pull on them. Agreed. And the manipulation.
Some. Hey, a side note, Joey, are you getting a little bit more respect for Saturday Night Live now?
Not really.
You don't think the material's got more sophisticated and better?
I don't watch.
No, I don't. I watch clips every once in a while. Every once in a blue moon, they do have a funny skit.
Yeah, if I want to watch something funny, I put on Two Bears, One Cave or Kill Tony or Fake Dr. Phil.
Fake Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil Live.
Love it.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go back and look at the Ryan Gosling.
Okay,
that one was good with the Beavis and the Butthead.
Yeah, no, and if there's young folks making great comedy, it doesn't bother me.
I got you. All right, you guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. Let's go to line 3. You're on there. Who's this?
Hola.
What up, dog?
You know. You just remember this, though, okay? Poor kids are just bright and talented as white kids. That is key to remember.
What about the poor white kids?
What about Stop quoting Biden like it's your own words, all right?
He's quoting leadership, Joey. Don't get mad at the guy.
No, plagiarize. You're not a president of Harvard.
I was trying to plagiarize just like the president. Yeah. I was trying to mimic him in every fork and family.
And I still, truly, if Trump gets back into office, I want George Santos to legally change his name to President Gay and then to be appointed press secretary for Donald Trump.
Oh, please. I would contribute to his campaign.
Yeah.
He's not done yet.
Why would you want such a thing? Because I want to have fun.
Right.
And stop playing into this manipulative bullcrap.
When he goes to.
Say that again?
I want him to dress up in full drag, too. I think that's his new uniform when he shows up. Oh. If Fetterman can wear jogging pants, he can wear his full regalia. I'm down for it. I'm here.
Yeah, but that's just going to invite others to do that. And
Look, it's a circus anyway. I might as well get what I...
You're right. It is a circus.
Joe needs to stop wearing their sweatpants, so it looks like a grandfather clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to set the time again, huh? It's always 6:30. I don't understand.
And watch the pendulum swing. It's physics.
What's up, Katie? I love my pants.
Well, I'm happy to make you laugh, Eric.
I gotta go.
Hey, dog.
272-9228. Yeah, and the polling continues to come out. Again, this is what's freaking people off. This is from Harvard-Harris polling. Trump is beating Biden 49-43%, which means Trump has gained a point since their last poll. Biden has stayed in the same place. With leans, like who's leaning to somebody, you add that to the equation. Trump has 53% nationwide, Biden 47%. When you throw in RFK Jr., by the way, Trump in that was only +2 in March. He's now what? +6?
+6, yeah.
And so when you throw RFK Jr. in there, Trump is 45, Biden's 40, RFK Jr. is 14%. Daggum.
There's a lot of hope in that one.
And when asked, a spokesman was asked about RFK Jr. joining Trump and Biden. On the debate stage, it was a Trump spokesman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I actually think it was a very attractive woman who was asked about this. Trump has a lot of those good-looking ladies that, end up speaking for him or something. He does seem to like really good-looking women for some reason.
They soften the blow of hard news a lot easier, Joey.
Smart, good-looking women, if that makes any sense. But this is the spokeswoman here. Let's just play it.
I said, Michael, the way this works is if you have truthful information about Donald Trump, that's clearly what they're looking for, I can have all your legal problems solved by the end of the week. His response, I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump.
That was Michael Cohen's former legal advisor, Robert Costello, testifying before the House Weaponization Committee on Capitol Hill Wednesday about his interactions with President Trump's former lawyer as Cohen was on the stand in Trump's hush money trial. Cohen is expected to be back on the witness stand in Trump's New York trial tomorrow.
And by the way, this is Maria Bartiromo.
Bartiromo?
And that trial's not going well.
Really?
It's not going well for Michael Cohen. I just don't think it is. I'm going to try to skip ahead here, see, about the RFK Jr. factor.
Okay. Campaign National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, you may have heard my interview at the top of the show with RFK Jr. He took a few shots at Trump. He wants to be on that debate stage. He said, these two people shut down the economy, drove up the debt. I should be on the campaign stage because I am eligible. What does Trump feel about that?
President Trump has said he has absolutely no problem with RFK Jr. being on that debate stage, even though RFK Jr. is not polling very well. But it's Joe Biden who has the real issue with RFK Jr. participating in these debates, because Joe Biden knows that RFK Jr. pulls more votes from him than he does from President Trump. That's because RFK Jr. is a radical leftist. He campaigned for Obama and Hillary in the past election cycles. He supports a 70% income tax on the American people. His energy agenda is more on brand with communist China, the United States of America. He's a radical leftist, but President Trump has no problem debating him.
I just love the election year, right? Let me list off a bunch of stuff, and is it actually true or not? Who cares?
But that's our problem. We let all this kind of BS fly and go, well, it'll sort out. Or it sorts out two and three years later.
And I got a long, very detailed group email from a well-known person in town here talking about the crime problem and the shootings in particular.
What shootings?
And it had like all the stats and like all these facts and figures. And I'm like, why do we as Americans need all that? Show me all the facts and figures.
Because.
Give me all your talking points. It's like, hey, you could just, pay attention.
You got time for that, Joey. Plus, dude, I'm working. I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
Somebody else is doing their job.
We just put everything into this weird statistical pseudoscience as opposed to, following our hearts going, people are being killed on the street. We don't have enough police. That simple.
But it's not that simple. Because you get the BS excuse from the other side. We're trying to hire. We're doing this. We're doing that. Meanwhile, things are really getting worse.
And try harder.
It's always tough.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, they can help you fellas out with those, problems that can occur as men mature.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's more cute as erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And that's no fun. ED is always a letdown, so to speak.
Right.
Or might be a more general problem leading to that ED, like low testosterone. And these are not problems to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. Not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor. I certainly hate going to the doctor.
Yes,
but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is, gentlemen, that pills often quit working over time. And guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Don't be one of those guys.
No, I don't want to do that.
So if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, always tired, including a loss in your sex drive, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass. Just feel like you're walking through your life in a fog.
Yeah.
Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother. Great brother. better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido, which is just a fancy Latin word for sex drive.
Oh.
You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing. Hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. We got to hit this break. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 334-272-9228. That's the number Crawdad dialed. Hey Crawdad, how you doing?
Hey, I was listening to you talking about your niece and how beautiful that is. Two things that comes to mind. I have been Uncle Sam many times. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You held the future in your hands, Joey Clark. I want to say the second thing. My country hurts me and the world hurts me so much I have to be concise and articulating as best as possible. A lot of pain going on here, many things, but I love the concept of America. I am an American patriotic person because I love my concept of the idea of America. When I see what's happened in the past and happening in America, it hurts me seeing how things really have been and how are things coming. It's just the only way we, the people, as it starts in the Constitution, can take our ideas back is to not let other people go up there and mess it up like doing. People like yourself, people like Eddie over there. Eddie, you owe me a fish, I think.
Yes, sir.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Carp's fine, okay?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but really, it hurts me when I turn, my brother, a little mud bug, you know, my plague and my joy, my little brother. When my mom told me, she says, how was you? I remember the day in the chair I was sitting in, I was only five. She says, how would you like to have a little brother? I was elated. I was so happy. Okay. 57 years later, I don't know if we're both still happy. But it is beautiful. Family and your tribe is how we take our idea of America back. One thing, one at a time, your family, and then connect the families together to create a nation. These people up there in the swamp, they're a bunch of gators. And I would usually, one time I would say raccoons, but I'm not going to hold anything against a trash panda like these bastards up there. Go back, please. I will run my mouth another day and tell me why we still have people on January the 6th treated like we are in Russia.
Agreed.
Tell me. And God bless you and you're a wonderful person. Tell us more whenever you get to be Uncle Joey again. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Seeing the world grow up for the future. That's the future right there, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Crawdad.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one, Crawdaddy.
Yeah, it was a very good weekend. Great having family and welcoming new family, truly.
And you did some cooking, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I made some steak.
Were you the man? Mm-hmm. Were they all singing your praises?
Yeah, good. I'm good at this, man.
Did you have to put out any steak sauce?
No.
Good.
No, I make that like sushi rice, and I got some pasta salad that goes well with it.
Yeah, I like the pasta salad.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make that. I bought that Fresh Market. Their mozzarella, their smoky mozzarella. Dude.
Yeah. You did good.
You did good with that. But I crack an egg into the sushi rice when it's hot.
Yeah.
And then a little rice vinegar. You're going for the tang of the rice vinegar.
Okay.
That cuts the fat of a ribeye steak pretty perfectly.
Nice.
And a little bit of teriyaki. I throw a little bit of a hot sauce in there, too, to give it a little kick. And it's good.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a good eating Saturday night. For me, that was sort of the main thing I had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, cook. And I made a little bit of a mess. Doing it on the stove. I had two pans going. And
that's a good chef.
Yeah. Just fat everywhere. Beef tallow, you know, popping off everywhere.
Fat everywhere.
But, you know, I like the smell of beef.
Yeah.
So, I don't mind it. Hey, 272-9228. We got to hit a top of the hour break here soon. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro, Ashley has put together a fantastic team. They continue to grow. They really are an amazing business. Because not only do they get the job done when it comes to keeping those little pests out of your property or stopping a big infestation, they're also always giving back to the community.
Yes, they do, Joe.
Ashley is very, locally oriented. These folks are your neighbors. And, if you get to know them, they'll probably become your friends. They really are good people there. So it is the season for termites.
Oh, yes.
For mosquitoes.
100%.
The La Cucarachas are waking
up. Yes, they are.
The wasps are waking up. The fire ants are waking up. They're all waking up. 'Tis the season for pests to try to test out your defenses at home. So call up Pest Pro Services today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services, and be sure to tell Ashley and that great team of hers that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. Coming up a little later in the program, at the beginning, I believe, of the 2 o'clock hour, we will have the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, Steve Marshall.
Excellent.
I believe calling in.
Okay.
Look forward to talking to him. I really want to get into, his visit up to the New York courtroom, standing by Trump.
Right.
Also, these fights he's having ongoing with the Biden administration, especially over things like abortion.